But they found some mummies, Alice. Some mummies.
Oh, yes, this is good.
Are found with dentures. Don't you think that's the greatest thing? You unwrap these things.
Yes.
And this pair of false teeth goes far.
I hope they're a little bit more careful than that.
There's Imrahotep or someone, yeah? And yes. He's smiling up at you when you take the bear. There's nothing else.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, the Egyptians are incredibly advanced. I'm not surprised to hear that they invented false teeth before we did.
Mm. It's not about inventing false teeth. It's the fact that there's a skeleton wearing false teeth.
Does that not
strike you as a fantastic image? Because you're in the British Museum there, and it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. The same, right? But, and they get the forceps and they start unwrapping it. There it is. And the top of the skull are very well preserved. Imrahotep reigned from 457 BC, I believe, until 450 BC. Coming around. Ah, look, the eye socket's beautifully there. And the nose, and the nasal cavity is pretty much intact. And, oh my God, what are those? It's a big purple thing. Yes, we don't know if they were the wind-up salt, but a lot of mummies, when they open them, they do have to say to younger students, now we're going to have to warn you here, the mummy may be wearing false teeth.
Did you see that programme that was on about the mummy scam?
No, I didn't. But
you missed a treat. Well, I say a treat. It was... it was very revealing. It was disturbing because it was they found this princess that they thought she was, you know, thousands and thousands of years old, and it turned out to be a woman who'd been bumped off fairly recently.
No.
And then they had made it look authentic. They had stained the bandages and done everything they could to make it seem as if it was old. And in fact, it was just a scam.
Wow.
Well, it's one of many, unfortunately.
Walking around, I'm going to the British Museum immediately after this because I don't think I looked. Even though, if you've been to the British Museum, I'm sorry, Pete and John, we're coming right to you. If you go to the British Museum and walk around the mummies department, they don't just have, you know, skeletons with false teeth, although I've never seen the false teeth. They have cats, and there's a mummified worm. Now, how much time did the Egyptians have on their hands that they scooped the brain out of and then mummified a worm? And there's this little thing there, like a match. Little plaster around it, and it says it's six. I said, what's that? Six. Mummified worm. They had time to build pyramids, and they had time to mummify the humble worm.